I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 20th. A federal lawsuit alleges a guard at the Butler County Jail abused a person that was held on an ICE detainer last year. The suit filed this week on behalf of Louis Tenalanda says the guard punched him in June of last year, causing him to fall and injure his head and arm. Tenalanda was later deported to Ecuador. The Ohio Justice and Policy Center helped file the lawsuit. Executive Director Gabe Davis notes that it's not the first legal action alleging abuse of immigrants at that jail.
This is about more than just one sergeant's actions. It's about a culture of abuse and inhumane treatment. Sheriff Jones and Butler County Jail failed to properly train and supervise their staff.
Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones has denied wrongdoing and defended jail conditions in response to previous lawsuits. His office did not immediately return a request for comment. Charges were filed last month against a Dayton woman and her boyfriend in last year's violent death of her 7-year-old son, who had autism and used a wheelchair. Hearings continued this week on a bill from two Republican state lawmakers in the Dayton area who say that if their legislation had been in place, Herschel Kreachbaum would not have died. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Representatives Tom Young and Phil Plummer say their Child Protection Reform Act would fix gaps in the system by improving communication and coordination between courts, law enforcement, and children's services. Plummer says the bill requires sharing information and steps up the urgency in cases involving violence in a home.
If there's a continual domestic violence situation at that house, the police departments will have to share that report with children's services because, as we know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
The bill would also update reporting requirements to provide more data. Plummer says there could be hundreds of thousands of cases where agencies have not shared information on child welfare incidents, visits from law enforcement, and other activity. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Little Miami Watershed Network is inviting the community to take part in educational programs and volunteer cleanup events along the Little Miami River this month and in June. Events include a river science presentation this evening from 6:30 to 7:30 in Kettering and stream quality monitoring on May 30th at 1 p.m. in Xenia. The 16th annual Little Miami River Cleanup will be held on June 6th from 8:30 to 11:30 in the morning. Organizers say the programs are designed to teach people about river health, water quality, and environmental stewardship while encouraging community involvement across Southwest Ohio. Residents can learn more and register for events at the Little Miami Watershed Network's website. Over half of all trips in the U.S. are 3 miles or less. That's according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. It's a distance that a growing number of people are taking with an e-bike. Mike Bissig, owner of Mike's Bike Park in Dayton, says the help from an e-bike is opening up biking as an option to a new set of riders.
I mean, it's not just simply I want an electric version of the bike that I'm already riding. In many ways, it is opening up, you know, getting exercise, getting out, getting active to a whole new set of people who have been limited in some way, shape, or form just, you know, by the physical aspect of riding a bike.
About 1.5 million e-bikes were sold in the U.S. last year. That's according to research firm Global Market Insights. It said that the growth is being driven by demand for sustainable urban transportation, better cycling infrastructure, and advancements in bike technology. Huber Heights Mayor Jeff Gore and City Manager John Russell will be available to speak with residents over coffee and cookies. The popular community series called Cups and Conversation will take place tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Huber Heights Senior Center, and that's on Shoal Road. This quarterly event has no agenda. Organizers only encourage visitors to have an open dialogue about issues that matter most to them. The event is free and open to all residents, and pre-registration is not required. Heavy rains moved through the area earlier this morning. Off and on rain is still in the forecast for a good part of the day today, with temperatures holding in the upper 60s. But we're looking at a cool down coming up for a Thursday. For lows tonight, we'll have temperatures around 50. Thursday looks dry, but rain expected to return on Friday and for at least part of the upcoming weekend. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, May 20th. I'm Mike Fraser.